Jesus. I know you can do better. Clap your hands for the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Waymaker. Give Jesus a shout. This kind God, oh, I never see your type. This kind God, oh, blessed be your holy name.
And triumphant sisters, my biological sisters, I love you very much. This is my new single and it's a healing song. I want you to believe that wherever you are around the world, God will be reaching out to you. Whatever disease, whatever sickness, whether it is coronavirus, whatever infirmity, God will be healing you in Jesus' name.
China said. the final rebuttal.
Hallelujah. Offering time. Get out an offering. Do that fast. This is a special service. Bible study. Are we ready? Lift up your offering. Father, we thank you. We thank you for this offering. We thank you even as our hands are lifted. We are lifted above pain. We are lifted above troubles. Your hands are blessed. The offering is blessed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Somebody give the Lord a praise in the house. If you're happy, make some noise, everybody. Come on, everybody. Come on. Come on! Sing!
All the days of my life I praise you. Everything that I have now you give to me, Baba. Lord, I say for your love I'm grateful. Yes, you love me plenty, you came to die for me. Hey!
Jehovah. Jesus is beautiful. Here we go. Who are the final say?
Who are the final say?
Who are the final reporter?
Occupy any seat in front of you. I told that before. Make sure there's no seat in front of you. Let's lift our hands to heaven. Father, we want to thank you. We bless your name. We adore you. Thank you, Father. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench the thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, Jesus. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord.
touch. The testing of my soul. Bread of heaven, you will feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup. King of Kings, eternal Rock of Ages. We love you. We thank you for grace and mercy. You say, let us come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy. We come today, we ask for great grace on our lives. In Jesus' name. Alright, let's give the Lord a hand and take our seat. Glory be to the Lamb of God. Amen. All right, Genesis chapter 18, verse 17 to 19. Genesis 18, verse 17 to 19. Have you seen it? Have you seen it? Have you seen it? Not yet. Genesis 18, the first book of the Bible. You have not seen it yet. Then something is wrong. Okay. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham the thing which I do? Not the thing which I'm about to do. Not the thing which I intend to do. The thing which I do regularly. Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know that he will command his household, his children, and his household after him, that they shall keep the way of the Lord, and do justice, and the command, and the judgment that the Lord which may bring upon Abraham, to do justice, sorry, and judgment that the Lord may bring upon Abraham, that which he has spoken of him. Assessing deep secrets. Assessing deep secrets. How do I assess deep secrets? When you become a child of God, when you I told us that being born again is confessing and receiving Christ. It's not confessing sin. When you confess sin, that is being remorseful. Oh God, I'm sorry. That's not repentance. That's being remorseful. Okay? You are being remorseful. Father, I'm sorry. Oh God, I'm sorry. Father, I'm sorry. That's not repentance. That's being remorseful. Repentance is Jesus come into my life. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Because when he comes in, that's when he takes away sin. Alright, when you get into salvation, there are three levels of your walk with God. The first level is what you call fellowship. That's the first level of your walk with God, your relationship with God. It's called fellowship. In 1 Corinthians 1 verse 9, he says we have been called unto fellowship. God has called us, 1 Corinthians 1 9, God has called us to fellowship of his son, Jesus. He has called us to fellowship. That's what God has called us to do. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, I believe, verse 4, the Lord also gave us how important that what fellowship, verse 14 rather, he says, be not unequally yoked, 2 Corinthians 6, 14, be not unequally yoked together with unbeliever. For what fellowship has righteousness with what? With what? Unrighteousness. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10, he said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. In 1 John 1, verse 7, the Bible says, if we walk in the light, as is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from what? Huh? All what? That's the beginning stage. You get born again, you are fellowshipping. You are fellowshipping. Then you now grow from there to friendship. Friendship is where you are now careful not to offend God. You have become his friend. That's what he called Abraham in Isaiah chapter 41 verse 8. He said, Abraham is my friend. In 2 Chronicles 20 verse 7, God repeated it, that Abraham is his friend. James 2:23, the Lord said the same thing, that Abraham is my friend. Okay, who's a friend? That's the person who, no matter how bad, whether it's good, he just loves God. Proverbs 17:17, a friend loveth at all time. You love God. You are passionate about God. That is when you start coming to church. You love the things of God. Don't forget, now it has gone beyond just coming to church. You are now having that personal one-on-one, that intimacy, that affection for God. Because you love him. It starts with what? With what? Number two? Friendship. You are now his friend. You are now a friend of God. In John chapter 11, what moved Christ to pray for Lazarus was friendship. That was why he said in John 11:11, he said, our friend Lazarus is dead. Our what? Our what? Our friend Lazarus is dead. So that was friendship. Okay? Then the third level, which is the highest of all, is partnership. Partnership is where you are now living with the consciousness that you have an assignment. For example, somebody who is a worker in church, being a worker is not a decision, it's an assignment. So you can't sit at home when you feel like coming to workers meeting or coming to work in church because you feel it's a decision. No, you are not partner with God. In Luke chapter 5, if you read verse 7 and verse 10, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, were called partners. Partners. In fact, they partnered with Peter in verse 7 of Luke chapter 5. And in verse 10, because they partnered with Peter, God said, I'm calling you. God actually called them because they understood partnership. Partnership. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 9, he says, we are workers with him. With him. Partnership. We are laborers rather with him. Partnership. 1 Corinthians 3:9. We are laborers with him. Ye are God's husbandry. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1. He said, we be workers with him. We beseech you that you receive not the grace of God. Even. John 10, verse 30, Jesus spoke out loudly and said, I and my father are what? Partnership. John chapter 5 verse 17. My father walketh hitherto and I walk. So you become a partner with God. Partnership is that person who is now conscious. It's not just fellowshipping with God. It's not just having friendship with God. He now has an assignment in God that he must pursue. Do you understand? Are you understanding me at all? In our words. Okay. So I'm trying to make you grow as a believer so that this battle you are battling with, the level you are in now, will stop because you now grow to the realm of partnership. You are now working with God. You are now being connected to Him. The place where we read, God, we know the story of a man called Lot. When God called Abraham, God didn't call Lot. God called Abraham. But Lot went with him. See, you know, there are so many, when we start working with God, there are so many things that we must be careful about. If not, they will just cling to us. They will cling to us. So Lot followed him. Lot went with him. And as Lot followed him, Lot cost him a lot. Lot made him lose a lot. The Bible says that God prospered Lot because Lot followed Abraham. The anointing that came from Abraham was extended to Lot. So God blessed Lot also. And the servants of Abraham and the servants of Lot began to quarrel. So they had issues. The Bible says their headsmen were quarreling. Headsmen has been a problem for years. Their headsmen were having issues. They were headsmen, right? So as they were quarreling, Abraham said to Lot, we don't want issues. Your men are dragging the cattle, your men are dragging the land. Okay, you choose anywhere you want, take it. When an elder tells you to choose, it's a trap. When an elder tells you to choose, you are talking to an elder and he keeps quiet. He says, talk, please shut up. It's a trap. So he said, choose. The problem he had was that the blessing was not in the land. The blessing was in Abraham. But he was stupid enough to be looking at the land. He saw the place that has prospered, that had been blessed. As soon as Abraham left there, he left with the blessing. That's the place he chose that became Sodom and Gomorrah. But when he chose it, it was green. It was nice, well watered. Okay. So it became Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, Sodom and Gomorrah did so much evil before God. God was angry. I'm trying to give you the background of the story. God was angry. So God wanted to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. So God said, I'm going to destroy this place and destroy these people. But wait, let me tell Abraham. That was deep secret. There is a level of your work with God that God will give you expo. Hey, Katina Manza. In Deuteronomy 29, verse 29. Deuteronomy 29, verse 29. He said the secret things belong unto God. And the things that are revealed to us and to our children. In Psalm 25, verse 14. He said the secret things is with them that fear God. And to them shall he show his covenant. Secret. Secret. Job said in Job chapter 15 verse 8. Job chapter 15 verse 8. Job was talking about the secret thing. He said, who has known the secret of God? And in Job 29 verse 4. He said, I remember the days of my youth. When the secret. Job 29 verse 4. When the secret of the Lord was in my tabernacle. In the book of Daniel chapter 2. If you read verse 22, it says God is a revealer of deep secrets. God gives this secret. And in Daniel 2:28, it says God is a revealer of secrets. Hey. So God can reveal secrets to people. God can open your eyes. The things that appear so deep. When the angel of God appeared to the parents of Samson, one of them was asking, he said, what is your name? In Judges chapter 13, verse 18. He said, what is your name? He said, why do you want to know my name? It is a secret. But God said, I love Abraham so much that even when Abraham is not asking me questions, I'm giving him answers. There are deep things. I want to destroy a nation that has offended me. I want to destroy a nation that has hurt me. But I can't keep this thing from me, bro. So there's a level in walk with God where Isaiah 65 verse 24 becomes a reality. Before you call, I will answer. While you are speaking, I can't. People, somebody was in a level. This is a Bible study, right? You will write Bible, no? You will write Bible. Now, some people are praying, oh God, show me. Nothing comes. Another one was never asking. And God said, you don't need to say, God Almighty. He said, shall I hide? He said, I can't. I can't. Abraham, no, I can't hide. That is a level of affection. What? What? Affection. Deep secrets. There are things that God will want to do in a family. God will want to do in a nation. God will want to do in a place. God will speak ahead. One day I was on this pulpit. Was it during the pandemic? And I said I saw bullets flying in the air. If you watch live, I said I saw bullets. The next day, in a community was invaded. Practically, am I correct on it? In Benue State, practically empty. I never knew that what I was seeing was my wife's hometown. I didn't pray about it. I wasn't asking about it. It just came. God will show you deep secrets. That is why, you see, when we come to Bible study, hold on. How many of you really want to have a very wonderful relationship with God? Let me see your hand. But I put it down. Can I give you the key? Easy. If you want to have a Christianity that is very outstanding, control your mind. Your mind. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 4 called the devil the god of this world, and he has blinded the mind. That is why if you see Jesus, all that Jesus was powerful. He was a miracle worker. Signs, wonders happened through him. But Paul told us one thing. He said, what made Jesus Jesus was his mind. Philippians 2 verse 5. Let this mind. Listen to this. If you want to stop sin, guard the things that come to your mind. Guard the things that you watch. Guard the discussions. When people sit down, they are discussing anything that's not of God. Stand up, walk away from there. When they try to show you a picture that's not of God, walk away from there. Somebody send you something into your phone that's not of God. If you can control those things, you can control all those things around you. I'm telling you what I do. If you can control all those things around you, you live holy. It's your mind. That is our small salvation. Romans chapter 12 from verse 1. I beseech you, brethren, by the message of God, that you present what? Your body what? A living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is your reasonable, and be ye transformed. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing. Be ye transformed by what? That you may be able to what? Which is good, acceptable, perfect. Where does it start? Mind. So how do you guide your mind? The things you allow come in. You sit down somewhere, somebody is discussing about church, the way this people just live in church just now. Even when Papa was ministry, you stand up. You walk away. You know what? If you sit back there, when they are gone, the enemy begins to process it. When something happens tomorrow, the devil say, hey, you remember what that one said the other time? Are you following me? Somebody sends you a video. What's the video? You see the video? It's something about iniquity. You don't, bam, you delete it. Somebody's having, when you start controlling all that, because the devil does not put things in your mind. You allow things in your mind. The devil only works on the things that you have allowed in your mind. You don't get what I'm saying. Satan does not put things in your mind. You allow things into your mind. When you sat down, you were watching a movie, people were shooting themselves and there was so much violence. Was it the devil that turned on the TV? Talk now. Was it the devil that turned on the TV? You turned it on. You watched it. Was it the devil that put your bum bum on the chair? You put your big bum bum on the chair. And you were there. You were watching. Then when you now walk out of there, Satan begins to walk on what you have already. So what you do? You guide it. You guide it. You refuse to hear some things. You refuse to see some things. You refuse to look up. You just discover if you do that for 6 months, 1 year, you'll be asking yourself, hey, I believe in holy. I don't think evil. Amen. Your mind. The devil doesn't have power. The devil walks in the air. Looking for somebody who already has a deposit so he can now. He just walks on the air. You know what the Bible calls him? Ephesians 2 verse 2. It's called the prince of the power of the air. Of the air. Of the air. He's walking in the air. Right. So, God said, this thing I want to do, Abraham has worked with me so much, I will not hide it from him. I want him to see what I want to do. I will not. This is so outstanding because if you even watch the prophets, a man called Elisha, in 2 Kings 4, God hid something from him. And he screamed concerning the woman whose child died. He said, the Lord has hid it from me. So what was Abraham? What were the qualities in Abraham's life that God could say, Abraham, no! What I'm about to do in the life of Abraham, in Solomon Gomorrah rather, I will not hide it from him. I began to trace some qualities in the life of Abraham. You will get to that level. Your amen is not a good one. I said you'll get to that level. You will get to that realm. You'll get to that level. Sometimes the life of unrighteousness, the life of sin is a waste. It's a waste. Honestly, it's a waste. It's a waste. It's a waste. That's the truth. It's a waste. It's not worth it. Look at your Bible. How many of you read Rema for Living this morning? All adulterers, all fornicators, womongers and liars shall have their place in the lake of fire. How many of you read Rema for Living today? Alright, put it down. From today's teaching Rema for Living, there's something that was there. Rachel took the father's gods. She didn't use it. Huh? She didn't. So what did you use it? Why did you carry it? One man married 3 wives. Why? Only one self is problem. No, that's the truth. Greed. It's greed. It's greed. It's not mistake, it's greed. You see this woman, he liked the way she's tall, he keep her. You see the one, he liked the way he's fat, he keep her. You see the one, he liked the way he's speaking good English, sweet, he keep her. So it's greed. Are you following what I'm talking about? You want everything. It's greed. You get money now, say lady, you go and buy shoe. You go and buy this. You go and buy that. It's greed. Sometimes you lie down. You are showing that this cloth is a buyer, man. Never use ammo, you drop up. This one is a buyer, man. Never use ammo, you drop up. This one, and you have an arrogance about it. That you have so many clothes you have not worn. No award for it. That the life of sin is always a waste. What were the qualities in the life of Abraham that God saw? Number one, his greatness did not affect his service to God. His greatness did not affect his service to God. There are so many of you who are here today, and many of us who are believers. The reason we are praying the way we are praying now is because blessing has not come. Thank you. It's because blessing has not come. Let money come now. Let money come now. Let blessing come. Let prosperity come. Let open doors come. You will have your own chair in church. Usher knows that no bump. You know, there are people like that. They have a spot where they sit. You say, you know now. You know. Sister, stand up. Ask people for this church. This, if I go and ask Papa. Even Papa know. Say, this is where my sister, don't argue. Should I show you video? All the cameramen, they know this is where I sit down. they know. Just don't argue. Just stand. Thank you. They know. Everybody know. This is where I sit down. They know they argue. Whether I come late or I come early, it's my portion. This seat. The blessing of God should stop in your hand. It should not get into your head. The blessings of God should stop where? Your hand. It should not get into. It's God that should stay there. Blessings are for the hands. Do you know God can bless you, and if you make God angry, God will curse your blessing? It sounds funny, right? That God blesses a man. God knows it because of the way you have handled the blessing, I now curse the blessing. I didn't say it will turn the blessing to a curse. It will put curse inside the blessing, so it will mix. It will be blessing and curse. So you say, pa. Yeah, if you hear that one. Malachi 2, verse 2. I will give you Bible today. Malachi 2, 2. Because you have not brought glory to his name, I will curse. Malachi 2, 2. Who is on the council? Bring it out. He said, I will curse your blessing. And that's what God does. If you will not hear, nor lay it to heart, nor give glory to my name, said the Lord, I will send a curse upon you. And I will what? I will do what? I gave you the blessing, but I will put a curse inside. Why? Because the blessing has entered your head. You are no more giving glory to my name. No, I can't come to church. No. But no, doing rally with my car. Do rally with my car. Put stick count. No. God said, this car, tire, puncture, tire, puncture, puncture the tire. Angel, puncture the tire. I will curse. That's what God has said. Abraham was such a person. Let me shock you. Abraham waited for Isaac for 25 years. You know what it means to wait for something for 25 years? The thing finally came. The thing was growing. 10 years. 15 years. God said, kill him today. Abraham carried him. I was ready to sacrifice. In other words, Lord, I love you not because of this. I love you because you are God. He was so bad that he never even opened up to Sarah. Because he knew that Sarah would put pressure on him not to obey. No, if Abraham had told Sarah that God told me that on Friday we should kill Isaac. Sarah said, you say what? Say, God said we should kill Isaac. Say, what's today? Say, Monday. When are you killing him? Friday. Say, okay. You kill him on Friday. Say, yes. Okay. When are you going out? Say, this morning. Say, okay. When is God? Say, Isaac. So by Wednesday, they are looking for the boy. The women, they are so crafty. She will join the husband to be looking for the boy. children. She will wait. It's Friday, God told him, after Friday, the commandment is gone. You come back on Saturday, yeah? So, he obeyed. If God blesses you now, the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 5, he said, wealth and riches, when you pursue them, they carry wings and they fly. They fly. In Psalm 62, verse 10, he said, when riches increase, set not your heart on them. In Psalm 49, I think verse 18, he said, when a man die, he shall not carry his wealth with him. Psalm 49 from verse 16, bring it from verse 16. When it dies, he shall not carry it with him. In Jeremiah 17, verse 11, he said, as partridge seated on eggs, and hatcheth it not, so is he that get riches, but not by right, he shall leave them in the midst of his years, and he shall be a fool. Proverbs 20:21, an inheritance may be getting hastily at the beginning, but the end of it shall not be blessed. God wants to bless you. So how do I know that you may not be faithful to the blessings of God? The little God has given you now. Why did you come to church early? You were charging your phone. At least you wanted to get to like 40% before you come. Because if you say you come back home now, there may not be light. You see ordinary phone? It's dragging your time with God. And if you would check the phone, if you see the kind of phone that's taking your attention from God. Unto your pursuit of God is higher than your pursuit of his blessing, he cannot trust you. Until your pursuit of God is higher than your pursuit for his blessing, he cannot trust you. If the way you pursue God's blessing is higher than the way you pursue God, God cannot trust you. Look at a man like Job. Job lost everything. He lost. Job had 10 children. He lost the 10. Do you know what it means for a man to sit down? Look at this. Look at me. A man went to church. Father, I thank you, Lord, for my children. I thank you for the 10 of them. I bless you, Lord. I brought this offering. As I give this offering, Lord, my children, any way they have offended you, show them mercy. Father, show them mercy. Thank you, Lord. He dropped the offering. 10 envelopes. Big ones. He dropped them. Ah, today's service was great. Oh, thank you, Lord. And he got home. Somebody ran to him. Okay. He said, what happened? Okay, I don't know how to say it. What happened? I don't know how to say it. The 10 of them, they are dead. You know some of you will say, upon church when I go? Upon the church? Father, why? Are you still on the throne? Did you dethrone him? Are you still alive? Did you kill him? Bible says he did not even ask God question. That is somebody who loved God and the blessing. That's what God wants of you. I'm asking you a question. If they tell you now, that today, what time is Bible study? They say 4 p.m. They say, by 5 p.m. they are sharing money. They are giving 100,000 to some people. And service is 4 p.m. It's starting 4. You must be there. They are sharing money 5. Hey, you will laugh. He say, Shebi, if I don't go Bible study this week, I will go next week. What if I can't attend this Bible study this week? No problem. What is this? It's not Bible study. If my papa has been praying for financial favor for us, this one is financial favor. And it's a test to your salvation. But somebody who loves God so much will know that what I'm receiving in God's house is more than material blessing. You are shouting, yes, sir, because we have not done the test. Amen? I said amen. I said amen. The blessing of God is lower than service to God. The blessings of God is lower in hierarchy than service to God. Your service of God. God said, Abraham, I can't hide anything from him. Why? Because I've seen he's a kind of person that the blessings don't move him. You still be normal. God has blessed you. You are still who you are. God has blessed you. You are not proud. God has blessed you. You are not arrogant. God has blessed you. You don't change your friends. Say, no. When I say, no. You are not my level now. You are not my level. No. You have become so puffy and so high-minded and so arrogant. No wonder the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 7, that we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain you are living with nothing. It is certain. You know what certain means? Eh? Give me Amplified or give me Message. Give me Message. Amplified, we brought nothing to this world, and obviously, you know what obviously means? Okay, give me Message. Message. Since we enter, since we enter this world penniless, we shall leave it penniless. You know what penniless means? If you don't know what certain is, you don't know what obviously is, you don't know what penniless is, I don't know what to say to you. You enter this world without holding something. I told you a story some time ago about a man that died. His brother was a madman. He died. The brother was a madman and a drunkard at the same time. As his brother died, they were burying. His brother was wealthy. His brother never took care of him. As they were burying his brother, he staggered to the graveside. And he saw his brother's corpse. And he was looking at them. He said, hey, now let this one dig. They were looking at him confused. Is this the only thing you people dug? They said, what? He said, you didn't dig the one you will put his house, his car, his money. That was a message. What is this year? What year is this? Huh? What year is this? 2020. If you had 100 years to 2020, what will it be? This is 2020. If you add 100 years to it, what will it be? 2120. Huh? True? If Jesus tarries to come, none of us will be here. All of you. Not one person, right? 100 years more. Some of you looking at me now, you're already 40-something. If you add 100 years to your years, and you still want to stay back, your children will share the grace for you so you can go. In the next 100 years, there are some of us who are going to either be telling God, give me a second chance. You have it now. The blessings of God, and that is why many of us have failed God. And your blessing and prosperity has not gone beyond the level it is now. Because God just tested you with a little blessing, arrogance and pride to God. Arrogance and pride to God. You have become so arrogant to God. God said, Abraham is not like that. If I bless him, Abraham was rich. Genesis 13 verse 2. Abraham was very rich. Genesis 13 and verse 2. Very rich. Abraham was very rich in silver, in cattle, in gold and silver. Give me Message translation. He was very rich. If the Bible says a man is very rich, look at it. Abraham was very rich. What? Loaded. Loaded. With cattle, silver and gold. Loaded. But that never took his place for God. People that will park their jeeps outside, park their aircraft at the airport, and when they come before God, they are rolling on the ground. They roll from one end to another end. They are jeeps. Not important. They are private jets. Not important. They are rolling from one end to another. They forget about that. They don't remember. And when God sees that, God says, this one, no. If I bless him, he will glorify my name. If I bless her, it will not get into her head. His greatness will not affect his service to God. His prosperity will not affect the way he relates with God. Can God test you? Can God try you? Now you don't even have a car. All you have is what you want to church is one overstarched, useless guinea brocade. Because of that, you cannot need them. One very annoying guinea brocade. You want to kneel down. And the worship is going on. You see Paul on the ground. You want to kneel down. You check the ground. Because if you kneel down, your cloth will stain. This is sure. These sanctuary people. All these sanctuary people say, if they don't clean. But there are those who forget about themselves. And they are lost in God. Money means nothing to them. Wealth means nothing to them. Lord, if you want to take everything, take everything. All I care about is you. All I care about is you. All that matters to me is you. All I need in my life is you. You brought nothing to this world. You are not living with anything. Nothing. You are not living with anything. Are you following me? What are you pursuing? What are we pursuing? Look how blessed Abraham was. But yet, God gave you a car. Some of you looking at me now. If God tell you now to drop your car, can you drop your car? It's God that gave you the car. You can't even drop car. Talk of dropping child. God tell you now, say, my son, drop your car. My son, drop your car. You heard it clearly. You see, I am the Lord, the Most High. The Almighty God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God of your pastor. Drop your car. During Bible study, that's how you ask questions. Papa, I want to ask you, how do we know the real voice of God? And God said to Abraham, drop your child. Abraham did. My prayer for you is that the love of God will fill your hearts. That you will be so addicted to our Lord Jesus Christ. You will be so addicted to our Lord and Savior. God will take you to the level in your walk with God. We are material things will lose value. It will be the pursuit of God, not the blessings of God. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. If not the love of God, I will not be in this town. That's the truth. If not the love of God and the obedience to God's word, I won't be here. What am I doing? I'll go to a big city. Big city. I've had people tell me, what are you doing there? Countless times. Say, ah, sir, sir, sir. If you come to, oh, sir, if you come to so-so place, ah, sir, ah, by now. Funny enough, if I go there, I won't prosper. You know why? That's the way he sent me. That's how it works. You are only trying to use common sense to work with God. If you go there, you won't prosper because you only prosper in the place he has sent you. What I'm trying to say to you, if God will take you to a realm where secrets will be open to you, he has to check your motive. Why are you serving God? Some of you looking at me now. If God grants that desire, your love for God will drop. Now, they are doing departmental online. Even when it's not your department turn, you are there. Because there's something you want from God. There's something you are looking for from God. As soon as God does it, your love drops. Some years ago, I told us a story about somebody who was coming here for healing, several services, and the Lord healed her. And I saw someone, I said, I don't see you in church again, you don't come to church. And she laughed. Is there a person nowhere? He go hospital. He come where? He not go house. I said, I don't understand. He said, I don't wear now. I don't discharge. I said, so church was hospital. I said, yes, now. Nah. I don't wear. Don't see me. I don't do okay. Make I come again. You go wait. If I sick, I'm not that sick. I will come church. And people like that will always have problems that will bring them back. Lord, I love you. You know, the song says, I wouldn't trade you for silver or gold. I wouldn't trade you for riches untold. You are my everything. You are the love of my life. When I became a pastor, I never thought a pastor can be blessed. I felt that people like Archbishop Idahosa, my mentor, those ones, when they are coming to this world, they are like two or three. They are not many. So that kind of noise is not for everybody. It's for people like Bishop Idahosa. That one that he was a child when God's hand was upon him. I saw that kind of things. I never knew a pastor can be blessed. I never knew a pastor can prosper. I never knew a pastor can... Nothing. I just loved God. I was just following him. I was following him. I remember one time, I was privileged. Somebody gave money to... a parent gave money to my friend to go and give to the Archbishop as seed because they were traveling. He said, go to meet Papa and give him this seed. We are traveling. I followed my friend. And the Archbishop was climbing upstairs. He turned. The boy brought the seed. I was by the door. The Archbishop took some part of the money and told the boy to take the rest for himself. This was money given to him by his parents. The Archbishop didn't just took some. Said, take the rest. When the boy came, he told me, say, let's share it. I said, share money. I don't want money from this man. I want what he carries. I said, I don't want. I want what he carried. Amen? Your love for money. Your love for material things. I can do the experiment now. And you'll be sure. If I stand up and say, let's pray. Like the next 15 days, God should raise up millionaires. So we'll carry a chair on their head. But let me ask us to pray. The Lord, increase my love for you. You see volume will go down. Increase my love for you. That's how, Father Lord, you know I love you. This prayer, I don't understand. Can somebody love God till he die? I'm okay. Bless me, Father. Bless me. Bless me. Bless me. Bless me. Number two. He said, no, he will command his household. Abraham had influence over his household. He will command his household after me. God knew that Abraham was somebody. Listen to me. When you lose dignity, you lose influence. You cannot preach to family members when you have no character before them. He knew that Abraham had influence. He said, Abraham will command his household after me. His children, look at his children. Isaac followed after God. Jacob had encounters with God. He will command his household. Don't wait till you get married or have a child to see if you can influence them. Your brother now, have you influenced him? Your sister, has your Christianity be so strong that your brother, your sister became a believer because of you? He will command his household. He will command his household. What's your influence? Joshua said in Joshua 24:15. As for me and my household. Joshua 24:15. In Genesis 35, verse 2, the Bible says, and Jacob said to his household, put away strange gods. Put away. Do you have such influence? Look at the life of your children. Look how they live. Listen, there is nothing like, I've heard this popular saying, Picking when go spoil, go spoil. Have you heard it? That's a lie. No child was destined to be spoiled. The mother is so useless, the father is so useless that they cannot correct the child. What can you correct when your children see how you live? My kids have never seen me and mama. See, they grew like this, quarreling. They have never seen it happen. So, where would they learn that from? They have never seen us quarreling, having issues. What they see is play, joke, joy. When you are a mother or a father who is not born again, who is not broken, you have no influence over your children. You are a young girl, your sister, you drag makeup with her. Is that the one you preach to? You are dragging mirror. You are dragging mirror with her, dragging mirror. You wake up in the morning, you look up, you just get to where you keep your makeup kit. Hey! You come out, you hold it like this. I want to swear. I want to swear. Oh, and the same people you come back to them that you want to preach to them. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your, is that Matthew 5:14 or Matthew 5:16, that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father. Matthew 5:16, yeah. Glory to your Father, which is where? Let your light so shine. Let your light so shine. Your spiritual grip over your parents is what confirms your parenthood. Your spiritual grip over your parents, over your children, is what confirms your parenthood. In Acts chapter 21 verse 9, Philip had four daughters and the four of them were prophetess. His four daughters. Acts 21 verse 9. He said, and the same man had four daughters, virgins, which did prophesy. The daughters of Philip. Philip was an evangelist. Imagine Philip in a meeting when he ministers to a point as an evangelist. His four daughters will walk out. And one by one, they begin to prophesy. Are you following me? Your children walking with God. It's happening in my house now. My children are taking after me. Giving me revelations. That's what they are seeing. That's all they see. They enter their father's room, it's with Bible. They leave, they come back, it's with Bible. They leave, they come back, it's with Bible. What do they carry? Now. They enter their mother's room, she's praying. They enter, she's praying. They meet her, she's praying. She's waiting on the Lord. But once you are a married woman, once you start with your husband, your children are coming. Your husband will even tell you, it's okay, the children are coming. Ah, children, these children. They know they are a useless man. They know. Can I talk about this one? I'm the one that talk with them. They know. Let's just quarrel. He will command. He has so much influence. Please, don't wait till you get married. Where you work, that your co-worker who doesn't know Christ is a project to you. That your co-tenant who doesn't know Christ. In fact, your own Christianity is so bad that people that love God a little are now hating God because of you. So you are a Christian. Say, you be Christian. Say, yeah, you be Christian. Say, yes. Ha. In the compound, your voice is the loudest. You will quarrel. After quarreling, you now use Holy Ghost fire. Your light is not shining. He will command his household after me. You can't command your household if you can't command your children. And you can't command your children if you have no character. I repeat again. He said he will command his children and his household. So you cannot command your household if you cannot command your children. You can't command your children if you have no character. Your household speaks of your extended family. You have to speak of those who live where you live. But the light must first shine. Begin to raise up your children in the fear of God. Give them wisdom. Begin to comport yourself with the mentality that somebody is watching you. The unbelievers do not read Bible, they read your life. The unbelievers don't read Bible, they read, you are the Bible they are reading. You are the mirror they are seeing. Somebody can, I told you the story before. In the Sunday school class, the Sunday school teacher was talking to the children about Christ. He said, Jesus is holy. Jesus is pure. He runs from sin. He doesn't fight. He doesn't quarrel. He obeys his parents. She was trying to talk to them in their level. He's always peaceful. He loves the Bible. Jesus is this. How many of you have seen Jesus? One child raised up the hand. So you have seen Jesus? He said, yes. He stays near our house. Jesus near your house? He said, yes. I see him all the time. At the end of the service, some school teacher decided to follow that child. He said, today I want to see Jesus that stays near your house. He saw the parents. He said, Jesus stayed near their house. The parents said, Jesus near our house? How? The child said, come, let me show you. Took them to two houses from them. A Christian brother, they were knocking on his door. He opened and he greeted everybody. And the child said, look at Jesus. Why? Every description that the Sunday school teacher gave, that boy, that Christian brother had it. The children in that area could see it. When they come to your area, we say, Sister Joanne. We will tell you, we only know Joanne, no, we don't know Sister. We know Joanne, but we don't know Sister. By the time we now bring you, I say, hey, you be Sister. Abba, Father. How you live is louder than what you say. How you live is louder than what you say. Are you getting something today? Are you getting something? How you live is loud. I want you to carry that consciousness. Say to yourself, I'm a mirror. Say, I'm a mirror. The world is watching me. Spirit of God, help me to represent you well. Spirit of God, help me not to bring reproach to your name. Spirit of God, Spirit of God, help me to be an example of a rapture-ready believer. Help me to walk with you, to bring honor, dignity, respect to your name. I am a mirror. I will not disappoint you. I will not disgrace you. I receive that strength. I receive that strength. I receive that strength. So God said, Abraham is someone who the blessing will not get into his head. Is someone who will command his household. And number three thing that God saw in the life of Abraham is that Abraham was an intercessor. Intercessors are men of revelations. You have been praying about yourself. Start praying for people. Start interceding for your family members. You spend so much time about yourself. It's all about you. What you want. What you are looking for. Intercede for people. Job chapter 42 verse 10. And God turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. And God gave him twice as much as he had before. Job 42 verse 10. That's what God is looking for. Ezekiel 22:30, I sought for a man who could stand. Ezekiel 22:30, who could stand in the gap, who could make up the hedge. God is looking for intercessors. Abraham, God was on his way to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. As a matter of fact, let me tell you what happened. In Genesis chapter 18, if you read from verse 1, the Bible says, three men were walking through the plains of Mamre. The Lord was walking through the plains of Mamre. Who? It was Jesus in his pre-incarnate form. Before he came as flesh, he was in God. He stepped out and came with two archangels, Michael and Gabriel. Three were passing by Abraham's house. Abraham stopped them. It was the Lord himself that spoke to Abraham and said, by this time next year. As soon as the message was done, the Lord Jesus in his pre-incarnate form stepped back. Michael and Gabriel were on their way to Sodom. Because we study the Bible says two men went to Sodom and Gomorrah. Then the Lord himself now had to communicate to Abraham. With Abraham. And said, this is what I want to do. Abraham began to intercede. For who? For somebody who was ungrateful. Write this down. It takes selflessness to be an intercessor. This is a young man who was Lot, the same Lot, who took all the blessings, the physical, optical blessings. Only now, somebody who has done that to you. Now you see a revelation that is about to be killed. What some of you will do is Galatians 6:7. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, he began to intercede. He began to intercede for him. He began to intercede for him. Intercession is a responsibility, not a decision. Intercession is a responsibility, not a decision. When some women are not pregnant, the husband shamelessly, and I'm saying it without apology, when your wife is not pregnant and you join your family members to ridicule a shameless man, shameless. What should I do, sir? Genesis 25:21. It says, Isaac entreated of the Lord for Rebekah. The baby that Rebekah had, it was Isaac, the husband, that fasted and prayed for God to make the wife fruitful. Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord was entreated of him. In other words, God, the Bible made it clear. It was not Rebekah's prayer God answered. It was Isaac's prayer. Isaac took fasting and prayer. I said, my wife must be pregnant. No, that's not what happens here. They'll call a family meeting. And you see the man telling the wife, I'm tired. Intercession is a responsibility. When there is something not right in the life of your partner, in the life of your children, you begin to pray. You begin to pray. Something you do not like, you begin to pray. The prayer every time I pray for my children, when I'm talking to the Lord, I call them by names. And I say, Father, the kind of encounter that they will have with you, let it be an encounter that will scare me and scare their mother. I'm stopping the prayer now because it's putting us in trouble. I'm just praying that God help them, help them. Because of the... Amen. They are here, so I'm not going to say anything. Hallelujah. It's important. When you see them walking with God, you intercede for them. You want your husband to become a child. A woman came here, and she's in one of our branches, so she was coming for fire night. The husband started coming with her. After a while, normally when I'm leaving, when they are going home, they'll stay by the car. No matter how long I stay in the office, they must stay by the car. I'll touch them, they'll go. After a while, she was the only one staying by the car. The husband stopped coming. So, I asked her what happened. Said the husband said he's tired. He's expecting so much from God. Nothing has happened. So he cannot be risking his life coming from Benin to Awuchi to pray to a God that is not answering him. So he's tired. And after a while, the lady was complaining. The man has joined bad gangs and the rest. They were fighting. They will fight, fight, fight. The man will keep beer in the fridge. When the man is asleep, she will remove it. She will open it and pour it. The man will wake up. Heavy blow. Pa, pa. They will fight. And I told her, I said, you are wasting time. Fight on your knees. She began to pray. She began to pray. Handed him over to God. 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. She kept on praying. November fire night. She was here with the man. In fact, they have been coming together. The man was looking like this, so skinny. And the wife was like, please talk to my husband. He's always fasting, he's always fasting, he's always fasting. I said, I don't understand. But you know the one that said, he said, no, not this type, not this type, not this type. And he said, man, see, I'm not be like human being again. See, see, see. When they finished, the man gave her a chance. The man said, go. I want to stay back to encounter God. I'm leaving on Sunday. He said, you see, you see. God can change the hardest of men. God can change the hardest of men. Abraham began to intercede. Guess what? How Abraham started. When Abraham got to 10, if you see 30 men, will you kill them? No. If you see 20, if you see 10. If Abraham had continued and said, what if you see 2? Because Lot and his children were walking. Cover, the grace of Abraham covered them. Abraham stopped at 10 and Lot only had 2 daughters. There were 3. That's why God went ahead. Write this down. The strength of intercession is persistence. Do not stop until you see a change. If things are not changing, it means you have not prayed enough. The strength of intercession is consistency. The platform for intercession is passion. The platform for intercession is passion. Ekobamana Sakrate. It's passion. The strength for intercession is consistent. The platform for intercession is passion. You know, Samuel, I shared this with us when I was talking about the life of Hannah. Hannah was a woman. Every year they go to Shiloh. They go to Shiloh every year. The husband would drag her to Shiloh. There was a second wife the man had. The second wife had a lot of children. But she had 10 children. Whenever they get to Shiloh, and the husband of Hannah wants to give both wives something, he will give for that woman and her 10 children, and he will give to Hannah for herself and for what is more than 10 children, just to make her encourage and not feel guilty that because she doesn't have a child, she's not treated well. But she was not satisfied. She wanted what she wanted. She was praying every year, nothing was happening. So one day she entered the church, which was the temple. She sat down. She saw the sons of Eli. What they were doing at the door, collecting the gifts that people brought for God. She said, Kai, this temple is finished. She saw their father. He was old. You know what Hannah said? Father, give me a child to take over from his next. The sons are useless. The man is old. Give me a child that will represent you, that will replace them. She was not asking for a child for herself. You know what some women will say? Father, this second wife has been dealing with me. Give me a child. Let this woman know. She wasn't interested. She was praying that God would give to her for his house. And God gave her Samuel. And God gave her 5 more children. In 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 21, she had 3 daughters more and 2 sons. God gave her 5 more children. The Lord visited Hannah so that she conceived and bear 3 sons and 2 daughters, 3 sons and 2 daughters. And you ask Samuel, how many was that? How many children? 6. When she interceded for the house of God, God did her own. God stood for her. That selfish life of prayer, that prayer life that is selfish. Oh God, give me car, give me house, give me wife, and this and this and this. Oh God, where are you? Husband, big king, big house, vehicle, and this and this and this. Oh God, my exam, my job, my baby, my husband, my wife, and this and this and this. Oh God, where are you? A new car, a new house, a new job, my daughter, my son, and this and this and this. Oh God, give me house. Oh God, house rent. Oh God, new land. Oh God, bungalow. Oh God, duplex, and this and this and this. Oh God, my, it's me. That's why you're not getting it. Stop praying for yourself. Start praying for people. Father Lord, this compound, this environment, I pray Lord that they will encounter you. They will come to know you. They will come to have a relationship with you. Lord, I pray for that. My uncle has not known Christ. Let him have an encounter with Christ. When you begin to pray that kind of prayer, what you make happen for others begins to happen for you. Be on your feet. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You're going to pray it and tell the Lord to increase your love for Him. Help me to love the God of gold and not the gold of God. Increase my love for you. Increase my love for you, Lord. My heart be passionate. Say, my Father, my Father. In the name of Jesus. As I pray, increase my love for you. Go ahead and turn that to prayer. Before we pray for the sick, whatever you are watching me around the world, or you are here today, we're going to take the second prayer. The Lord, the passion for intercession,
la passion pour l'intercession,
the burden to pray for the world,
le corps pour prier pour
the
le
passion for intercession,
la passion pour l'intercession,
may it come upon me.
Que sera descend sur ma vie.
The passion for intercession,
la passion pour l'intercession,
may it come upon me.
Descend sur ma vie.
My Father, my Father,
my Father,
as I begin to pray,
the passion for intercession,
fall upon me,
fall upon me,
open your mouth and fire.
Rwatata, 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 rwatata.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
The passion for intercession. The passion to pray for people. To intercede for the lost souls. To intercede for the unsaved. May it come upon you. I speak the hand of God on your life. I declare an increase in your love for God. Your passion and your affection for God will increase. In the name of the Lord Jesus. If you need me to pray for you and you need healing in your body, you can place your left hand where you have any pain and raise your right hand up. While I shut my eyes just now, I saw someone who is addicted to eating raw food. I just saw that when my eyes were shut.
J'ai vu quelqu'un.
Something just moves you. You can. What is raw?
Tu manges les nourritures crues.
It's an addiction.
Une addiction.
To eat raw things. Raw things.
Manger les choses crues.
If you are the person, I'd like to see your hand up. To eat raw things.
Vous mangez les choses crues.
What is raw? Raw.
Ce qui est cru.
I want to pray for you.
Je veux prier pour vous.
If you are raising it, raise it well. And those of you who are also needing healing in your body, put your hand up too. I command that addiction to be broken. Wherever you are, you are watching me around the world. Place your left hand where you have the problem. And stretch your right hand here. Everywhere you are,
partout vous êtes,
watching from around the world, anywhere,
vous dans le monde entier,
I command sickness to go! I command disease to go! I command affliction to go! There's somebody, your name is Francis.
Francis.
You have pain in your heart.
Vous avez des problèmes dans votre cœur.
I command it to go! From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Anything my father has not planted, I command it to go. I command anything, something is coming out of their bodies. Anything God has not planted, go. Every spirit that is hiding in your body,
qui est caché dans votre corps,
that is not of Jesus,
qui n'est pas de Jésus,
every spirit
tout esprit,
that is hiding in your
qui
body,
est caché dans votre corps,
that is not of God,
qui n'est pas de Dieu,
go! Spiritual husband,
mari de nuit,
spiritual wife,
femme de nuit,
spiritual children,
les enfants de nuit,
that thing that you ate in the dream,
que tu as mangé dans le rêve.
That's it. That thing you ate in the dream. That thing you ate in the dream. That has weakened your spiritual life. I command. Come out! Someone stepped on charm, and that charm has affected and almost destroyed your body. Come out! Right where you are. Anything in your body. Anything in your body. That is not of God. Come out! Anything in your body. That is not of Jesus. Come out! Be healed. Be healed. Be free.
Sois libéré.
Be free.
Sois libéré.
Be free.
Sois libéré.
Be free.
Sois libéré.
Things are coming out of people. Look at that.
Choses sortent de leur corps.
Things are coming out.
Il y a des choses qui sortent.
Things are coming out.
Il y a des choses qui sortent de votre corps.
Look at that.
Regardez cela.
Things are coming out.
Des choses sortent.
Things are coming out.
Il y a des choses qui sortent.
Out of your body.
De votre corps.
Things are coming out.
Et des choses qui sont en train de sortir.
Whatever is not of Christ.
Tout ce qui n'est pas de Christ.
Whatever is not of Christ.
Tout ce qui n'est pas de Christ.
Whatever is not of Christ.
Tout ce qui n'est pas de Christ.
Whatever is not of Christ.
Tout n'est pas de Christ.
Come on! All those strange personalities.
Toutes ces personnalités étranges.
That come to you at night.
Qui viennent à vous la nuit.
That manipulate your dream life.
Qui manipulent votre vie de rêve.
Anytime you are expecting something good, once you see that dream, you miss it. That demonic cobweb, cobwebs around your face, catch fire! 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 Panakosaba. Teko porashide. Dakabrondaza.
Suzu granita.
Whatever is crawling round your body.
Tout ce qui est dans votre corps.
That object that is walking, crawling in your body. That evil serpent.
Cet serpent.
Crawling in your body.
Qui roule dans votre
corps. Catch fire! There's someone, something will come out of your body physically. Physically.
Physically.
Catch fire! By the power of the Holy Spirit.
Par la puissance du Saint-Esprit.
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
Par la puissance du Saint-Esprit.
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
Par la puissance du Saint-Esprit.
You are free.
Vous êtes libéré.
You are free.
Vous êtes libéré.
You are free.
Vous êtes libéré.
By the mercy of God,
par
you are free.
Par la miséricorde de Dieu.
In Jesus' name.
Dans le nom de Jésus.
Amen. Hallelujah. We are having prayer on Friday. Prayer. Now, your test as a believer, your prayer life is a proof of your spiritual test as a believer. So, we are going to be here by 4 to pray. Brief service. We'll pick out scriptures, pray on them, and stop the devil. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5 verse 8, your adversary, not your advisor, your adversary. Satan is your adversary. Goeth about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. That's what he said to God. He said, God, say, where are you coming from? He said, but going where? To and fro. So don't give him rest. We take our time to pray. There's a man to pray. So by Saturday, by 9 in the morning, all heads of department, house fellowship leaders, heads of department, house fellowship leaders, and ordained ministers, just give to the Lord what a God we serve. He is faithful. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Tomorrow by 4 p.m., choir rehearsals. Oh, get a good mic.
Papa, we have a testimony here from Abu Dhabi.
From Abu Dhabi.
Said she had a heart disease. Il a un problème de main. With severe heart pain.
Can we be quiet and listen to this testimony?
He said, as Papa was praying, the power and the pain disappeared. She is free now to the glory of God.
Et elle est libérée pour la gloire de Dieu. From Dubai.
De Dubai.
It is done.
C'est fait.
All departments, take your attendance because that's part of what we are going to be talking about when we have we'll take the testimonies on Friday, please. Friday. Calm down. Friday. His body is hot. He wants to take testimony. Friday, right? All the testimonies. I don't want people to go out when it's dark. So let's close. Friday, we'll take our testimony. Your seed is blessed. In Jesus' name. Come on.
Have you heard what the Lord has done? He has destroyed the words of Satan. He has given me the victory. That's why we sing, oh, say it. Have you heard what the Lord has done? He has destroyed the words of Satan. He has given us the victory. That's why we sing, oh, say it.
Increase you, the Lord prosper you, cause his face to shine upon you, gracious to you and merciful, keep you from evil and protect your life in Jesus' name. My head is a good head, my life is a good one. Angels shall fight for me, greatness on my side, goodness shall follow me. No matter what the matter is, greater glory. God bless you.